Well, hello and welcome everyone to Inspired by Infinitely More podcast. My name is Jodi Eck, and at Infinitely More is where we dream, learn, and fly together. And we have a guest today, and her name is Kristen Ekus. And we're going to be sharing with you things about the conference that she's going to be speaking at. But before we get started with that, I'd like to tell you a little bit about Kristen. She's a speaker, educator, and a veteran coach. She gracefully merges her biblical counseling training and 15 years of health and fitness experience to inspire and educate women on how to make simple choices that create life-changing transformation. So we have a lot in common in what we like to do and how we like to help women. And her mission with this ministry is to encourage women to grow stronger together in Christ. And she accomplishes this by creating content that teaches women how growing a strong faith, how to raise a stronger family, and build a stronger body. Kristen has so many certifications, sports and fitness management, and a master's in health education. She's worked in corporate wellness, fitness management, law enforcement, and the military. She's a part-time adjunct professor and is serving as a religious program specialist in the United States Navy Reserves. So welcome today. We're so glad to have you with us. I can see you have a plethora of certifications in all types of training as far as health and fitness goes. So we will be able to spark up a lot of conversation here because that is definitely my passion, is to share that same goal with women and mission and to help them to just be their best self. So I've been starting every podcast with the same three questions that are icebreakers to get us started. And my very first question for you today is, if time or money or no object, where would you want to travel or vacation?
I think I would go back to the Canary Islands. So I spent some time in Spain on orders with the Navy. And one of the weekends that I was there, they had a pretty cheap trip over to the Canary Islands. And it was one of the most just beautiful and serene places I've ever been. And I would just love to go back.
Very good. So would this be something you would do on your own? Are you envisioning going with your family or maybe your significant other?
Probably just my husband.
Okay. And so you are married. And how many children do you have again?
We have four.
Yep. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And am I correct in that you have adopted some children?
Yes. Okay. We have adopted all four. We adopted through foster care, and we have two sets of siblings. So we went from 0 to 4 in about 2.5 years.
Wow. That's wonderful. What a blessing for them. And I'm sure it's been a blessing for you as well. Mm-hmm. A big, big learning experience. So,
oh, yes.
So can you tell us one fun fact about you, or did I ruin it by saying that?
No. Okay. I think an interesting fact is I love peanut butter toast and I love jelly toast, but I absolutely hate peanut butter and jelly. Like, won't touch it.
Okay. I'm kind of the same way. I don't really like it together either. I like jelly and peanut butter on their own. So very, very interesting fact. Very cool. So if you had to name your favorite quote or scripture, what would that be?
I'm looking over to the side. I have Romans 9:17 written up on my whiteboard. And it's, for I have raised you up for this very purpose, that I might show you my power and that my name might be proclaimed in all the earth.
I love that. I was just reading that the other day, in my devotions. And I love just the thought of raising up. You know, as women, I think that's so powerful to feel like someone is raising you up, you know, not only our Lord and Savior, but other women. And I think that's so important that we lift each other up and that we raise each other up because, you know, we each have a purpose and we really, really need to know that that's so true. So when we go into talking about your message, your mission, we told a little bit about it, but what do you think about your message or the mission that you're on helps to empower and encourage women?
So I have, two main, takeaways that I want women to understand and learn whenever they work with me or hear me speak or, go through one of my programs. I want to help women lose what's weighing them down. And so I say that over weight loss because what's weighing us down isn't always the pounds on the scale. And we can have body change, right? We can have physical change. We can see the scale move in a direction. But if we don't have that heart change, we're not going to have life change. And so I really want to teach women to lose what's weighing them down. And it might not be the pounds first. You know, we might start a weight loss program. We might learn to eat healthier. But we need to lose what's weighing us down in our hearts, on our shoulders, in our minds, in our souls. And then the pounds can actually come off. And then we have that lifelong lasting life change transformation that can actually affect other people.
Amen. I so agree with you with that. You know, and working in the same field, and I'm sure that you find that the relationship that you have with someone else is so important because it's really about digging deep down into their soul and figuring out what exactly is causing the problem. Because like you said, the scale can change, but if things don't change on the inside, then we're not going to completely be able to transform and be the person that we're supposed to become. So I think that is a great message and so powerful. I can't wait to hear what you have to say at conference. Do you want to give us a little sneak peek of what your message is and what you're sharing?
Sure. So my talk is a breakout session called Mirror Mirror, an off-the-wall conversation about body image. I had body image struggles for so many years, especially being in this industry, being in the fitness industry for well over 15 years. You can get sucked in, and it's like this black hole where you just feel like you're never good enough, you're never thin enough, you're never fit enough. There's always someone that has more muscle than you or can move better and look better. And my body image, ideology of what I looked like was so off course. I mean, it was just so damaged from allowing myself to be sucked into that industry. So a couple years ago, I put out a survey about body image to women because I really wanted to know how women that weren't in this industry felt about their bodies. And so I surveyed, I think it was close to 350 women, and the results broke my heart. The way that we look at our bodies, the way we feel about ourselves, the way we talk about ourselves, it literally broke my heart, and I was in tears for days reading what ladies had to say about themselves.
Wow. That must have been really powerful. You know, it's always great information to reach out and find out how women are feeling, if they're willing to be vulnerable and let you know exactly how they see themselves. And it's so true. You know, I think sometimes society is perverted in the sense that the pedestal is so high or the bar is so high in what we are expecting out of ourselves or what we're expected to look like or what we're perceiving that we should look like. And it is not about the scale and or the tape measure. You know, it really is about caring for ourselves, loving ourselves. And with that, you know, I think that the other things will just happen. They will happen if we learn to love ourselves, then we have a better relationship with everything, including food, to go along with it. So can you tell us what else you have going on, like what you have up and coming, if you're speaking anywhere else, if you have anything in the works as far as writing any articles, ebooks, anything you want to share from your website? We would love to hear it all.
Sure, absolutely. So let's see, I have a lot of things coming up. not too many speaking events, but I'm available if anyone needs a speaker. I have partnered with a really amazing organization called Faithful Finish Lines. It's run by two bloggers, Sarah from The Holy Mess and Becky from So Very Blessed. And we are actually preparing to launch a program called Faithful Fitness, Christian weight loss workouts for women. And it's going to be launched in April. So it'll be a 4-week program, extremely affordable, all faith-based workouts. And then our plan is to continue that on with a membership site for women.
Wonderful. That's terrific. Well, we definitely need to spread the word about that because I think that that is something that women really need. And so many women can benefit from that. Well, do you have any other advice or anything that you would like to offer or share before we close today?
Sure. I'll just move forward with the second part of my mission. I know I talked about the lose what's weighing you down is one part. The second part that's just really on my heart is that women often have a shrinking mindset because the world teaches us to shrink, right? The world teaches us to fit into a smaller pair of jeans, to quiet our voice, to not be so loud, to not have so many opinions. And so while we try and fit in this mold, we end up having this shrinking mindset. And so my goal is to transform women's mindsets to thinking about growing, right? We can lose weight and grow at the same time. And so if we lose what's weighing us down, but we grow in our hearts, we grow in our minds, we grow in knowledge of the Lord, we grow in our faith, amazing things are just going to happen and we're going to bring other women along with us. And so, I mean, if that sparks an interest in any of you, you can follow along with me at kristinhikas.com. My Facebook, Instagram, Pinterest pages, all kristinhikas. You can just look for me and find it. I have a couple programs on my website. I have a Eating with Biblical Intention program. I have a faith-based goal setting program and then some recipe books for download.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much today. So many things that you have to bless other women. And I'm so appreciative that I had the opportunity to speak with you today, get to know you. And I look forward to meeting you and getting to know more about your mission. And, you know, up here in Pennsylvania, I am working to do the same thing as you. So I just say we keep going forward and helping women to dream, just like the podcast, to fly and to let go of what's weighing them down and be able to grow. So thank you so much. And I hope you have a wonderful day.
Thank you.